If you have your Bible, praise God, turn with us to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. Verse 1, the Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort with wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing... I'm glad we're not guessing, ain't you? Amen. Amen. Knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you to be ignorant in our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. Praise the Lord. In whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. I want to preach tonight, if God be my help, for just a little bit, on this thought, songs of deliverance. Songs of deliverance. Now, I don't know about you. I can't sing. I know I sound like a bullfrog. But praise God, if I could sing, I'd sing all the time. And I do sing sometimes because Jesus loves me. Amen. And praise God, I just sing. It don't matter what people think about it. Praise God. God likes it when I'm singing praises to Him. Lifting up my voices, amen, and testimony and praise and giving Him glory for all the things that He's done for me, amen, all the days of my life, amen. Praise God. God, I won't say just, I'll just testify a minute. God's been good to this old boy. Amen. God has touched me, helped me, He's healed me, He's brought me from places, praise God, that I never should have been anyway. He's put my feet upon a solid foundation, and He's kept me sure-footed, praise God, on that. Amen. He's helped me not to try... stray too far, and praise the Lord. So I can just praise Him tonight and give Him glory for all He done. I said, I'd say this, praise God, we're living in a world that's full of troubles. We're living in a world full of sorrows, but God can bring us through those troubles and sorrows. God will bring us through, praise God. As a child of God, you've got the assurance of God. You've got the promise of God that He'll deliver you, praise God. And we ought to just go ahead and just sing songs of deliverance unto the Lord, praise God, tonight, because He's already promised that He would. As I look at this, I got to thinking about this. And in 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians here, in verse number 3, and Paul does this in several places. And I got to, as I was looking, reading this, I got to looking at some of them. Paul gives us what they call a doxology, a formula for praise of the Lord. Amen. In verse number 3, he said, blessed be to God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Amen. I mean, I tell you what, praise God, Brother Robert, you could sing that. Amen. You could take that verse right there, praise God, put a few more lyrics with it, praise the Lord, and a little bit of music, and give glory to God. Amen. Praise God, but he doesn't stop there. In Ephesians chapter number 3, Paul does the same thing. In Ephesians chapter number 1, I mean, they're all verse chapter number 1. In Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 3, Paul says this. He said, blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. So you see what Paul's doing here. He tells the church at Corinth, he said that God has blessed us with these mercies, and He's the God of all comfort. And then he says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, he said, God who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we see God's a God of all comfort. God's a God of spiritual blessings, amen, to His people, praise the Lord. But He doesn't stop there. He says in 1 Peter chapter number 1, 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it always starts with God the Father. Amen. If we try to start without Him, that's why Jesus, when He prayed, He said, pray like this. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. He said, magnify the God of, amen. Let Him know that you're talking to Him. Amen. Let Him know that you're praising Him because He's an almighty God. Amen. Let Him know that you ain't trying to go around Him. Let Him know, glory be to God, somebody ought to just shout. Let Him know, praise God, that you're coming into His presence, that you're recognizing Him. You're coming into hallowed ground, a holy place, before holy God, and you recognize the holiness of your holy God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Paul, in all three of these, Paul starts out with God the Father. Blessed be God, be the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So He gives us here, He gives us in this little, these songs or these praises, amen, who God is and what God is doing for me and you. You say, well, preacher, he was talking about some churches a long, long time ago, praise God. I want to tell you, young, he's talking about the church today. He's talking to you and me, praise God. Those that was there then's done gone on, praise the Lord. But the Bible said that His Word abides forever, praise God, and it abides for you, and it abides for me. It's that ever-present help in a present time like now.
Amen.
We've lived in the past. Amen. The past is history. The present is right now. And now is the time that we trust in the Lord. We praise Him, praise God, for His goodness that He's done to us. So we see them as they look together in here, they're praising God and giving Him glory. I'm talking about songs of deliverance, remembering where God brought us from.
Amen.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to take a little time out every day, Brother Jeff, and remember where God brought us from. Remember where we ought to be. I was driving down the road the other day. I about had me a spell. I thought I was going to get out and take a lap. Amen. I got to come down through there. God just crawled in there with me, praise God. Sat down beside me. Hey, He didn't crawl in there, praise God. He just come in. Amen. Sat down beside me, praise God. And hey, got to bring into my remembrance who I was and what I could have been, but for the grace and the mercy of a holy God. And boy, I tell you what, it got plumb cloudy. Amen. I'm glad He was a driving. Amen. Praise God. But He began to manifest to me and show me how great a God He had been to me. And now I don't know how good a God, how big a God He's been to you, because He's your, praise God, He's your, that's your God, even though it's the same God. Ain't that amazing thing that my God has been good to me, and your God has been good to you? But praise God, it's all in one and same God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And the thing about it is, He's big enough, praise God. Brother Jeff, He can love you up in His arms and love on you. And praise God, He can love Brother Rex up in His arms and love on him. And praise God, He can love my little wife up in His arms and love her all at the same time, because He's a great big God.
Yeah. Amen.
But I got to think about where He brought me from. Amen. I was lost, done. Praise God, I knew that there's an awful place called hell, and I knew I didn't want to go there. But I'm glad for that Wednesday night, 76, praise God, when He showed me I didn't have to. Amen. I come out and got saved, born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, put my, all my faith and trust in Him. I pray God, His death, burial, and resurrection, that blood He shed on Calvary for you and me. Hey, listen, we're going to get through this thing, praise God. If we're going to get through shouting and giving God glory, if we're going to have a song of deliverance, praise God, we're going to have to trust in the blood that was shed on Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, there's nothing else will work like the blood.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing else will work like the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that was shed on Calvary for sinners like us. The blood, praise God, is what covers our sins. The blood is what makes us whole. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that washes away all of our sins.
Amen.
cleanses us and makes us white as snow in the eyes of a holy God. I got to thinking about that. I got but to, while I was driving out the road there, I got to thinking about the alternative. But if we'd have kept going the way we done, the way that we would go. And that's why the Bible says to raise up a child the way that he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. He didn't say raise my way that they won't go. That's what's happening in the world today. That's why it's upside down and sideways. For about 30 years, we've been bringing them up in a way that they won't go. You know, trying to be their buddy instead of being their mom and their daddy and pointing them the right direction and showing them God and Jesus Christ and us, praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God, that they might grow up and know Him and have free pardon of sin. Really, they might realize, praise God, He is their authority. Amen. When there's any question about anything in life, we ought to be able to take them to the book and say, well, this is what God says. When they come to you and say, well, Mom and Daddy, what do you think? Or to say, well, you know what? It don't really matter what I think. Let me tell you what God says. Amen. Give them the Word of God. Take them by the hand, open the book and say, here it is. Amen. I've had opportunities two or three times here lately to do that. And boy, what a blessing it is. Hey man, you know, I know during this corona thing, people don't want you to be close to them. Amen. But praise God, you can still take the Word of God and open it up and show them in the Word of God. Get them to open their Bible. You can still say you're 6 foot distance, praise God. But I believe in the Holy Ghost of God, and I believe He'll take care of us. Amen. I believe we've got a God that knows all about this coronavirus and everything else, praise God. But He knows exactly what's needed, when it's needed. And I believe He'll be on the spot to take care of His business. Amen. He won't fail, praise God, in His business. Amen. You say, preacher, you're going to come around and make somebody sick. Praise God. I won't say I ain't going to make nobody sick that God can't heal. Praise the Lord. Amen. Talking about a heart condition. Amen. A lot of people today's got heart conditions. They need help from the Lord. Amen. But we see Paul's talking to them and he's praising God for what he does for his people. Amen. And they're singing songs and magnifying God. And we see him, he tells us about this over in Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 12, as they're praising God and giving Him glory because He is that blessed God of heaven. Amen. In verse 12 of Ephesians 1, he says that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I tell you, that right there is enough to have you a song of deliverance. Amen. That right there is enough to say, glory be to God. Let me tell you what He did for me. He come to me. I trusted in Him as my Lord and Savior. And I hope everybody in the sound of my voice, whether in the auditorium, in the parking lot, that you've trusted Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, it'd be that bad dying, go to hell with a head knowledge, not a heart knowledge. He said, preacher, you can have a head knowledge and still go to hell? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He said, the Bible tells us, Jesus says, you got to have a heart knowledge. He said, that's born of flesh is flesh. That's born of spirit is spirit. He said, it has to be a spiritual experience in your heart and your life, praise God, in order for you to be saved. Amen. Amen. That makes a change in you. Amen. A change that you can't get away from because God, you start to get out there, God will draw you back. He'll woo you back, praise God. He'll show you the right way. And the right way is His way, by the way. Amen. Amen. Makes a difference. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise, now watch this, of His glory. Amen. So what's he saying here? Paul to the Ephesians is telling them, say, praise God. He said, it's just time to just give praise and sing songs of deliverance. I thanking God, praise God, because He give you a right mind and an attitude to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be saved by His marvelous grace through His tender mercy. It took the mercy of God to save an old lost wicked sinner from his sins and to clean you up, praise God. Put your feet upon a solid rock of His Son Jesus Christ, so that you'd have a foundation and it'll be firm. Amen. Praise be to God. Salvation. After that you believed. I don't know about you, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. He is my Lord and my Savior. Amen. I believe with all my heart that He carried the old cross. He went to Golgotha, the place of the skull, that they nailed Him. Them old soldiers, well, they done the work, but praise God, it was the Lord Jesus Christ that hung on that cross, a purpose for you and I, Lord God. And they pierced His side. They made fun of Him. They spit on Him. But that wasn't for Him. That was for me and you. He did that for me, praise God, that through Him I might have salvation. Amen. Amen. He took my sins, Brother Rex, and nailed them to His cross. Amen. He nailed him to His cross. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of purchased price. He said, we're sealed by the Spirit of God. Amen. That's enough, Brother Robert. There's you another song. Amen. Sealed by the Spirit, trusting in the blood. Bless His holy name. Amen. The earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Wait a minute. The purchased, that's past tense. The purchased possession. That means that you've already been bought and paid for. Amen. If you're a child of God tonight, you've been bought and paid for. You're His. Amen. Your sins was out there. Amen. Glory to God, you was on the auction block of sin, being auctioned off to the highest bidder. Jesus stepped up and said, I'll take Him. I'll pay the price. Said, you can't afford it. Praise God. He said, I'll pay the price. Amen. He purchased us with His own blood on the cross of Calvary. Redeemed us, praise God, unto Himself, under the praise of His glory, that we might magnify His name. Lifted Him up, praise God, above everything, singing songs of deliverance to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of our past. I was coming down the road, I thought about my past, what I used to be. Amen. You know how little old boys are, you get into everything. Somebody told me the other night, I said they was over at Ryan's one day and they seen two little old boys and said they was over there at that ice cream fountain. And said one of them was a pulling the lever and one of them was up under it with his mouth open. And boy, we think, boy, how awful. That's just awful. That's nasty. But you think about it, we little old boys, we'd have done the same thing if we'd got somebody to pull that handle. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. There ain't nobody better than anybody else. But there's a God of heaven that's better than all of us. And He come to pay the price of sin. He come to be the redemption, the Redeemer, praise the Lord, to buy us back. Our past is covered, praise God. As I was coming out the road, I thought, I ought to be in hell with my back broke. I ought to be in hell tormented. My back broke to where I can't even try to crawl away from those frames of hell. That they just get hotter and hotter on me, and I deserve every bit of the heat and the fire and the brimstone. But praise be to God, Lord Jesus Christ, come to where I was, and praise God, saved me by His marvelous grace, lifted me out of there, and praise God, I'm not afraid of the heat, I'm not afraid of the fire, I'm not afraid of the dark or the smoke, because praise God, I'm never going to see it. Why? Because He said, I'll give you an inheritance. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's out of this world. Amen. Glory to God. He pulled the handle. I got under the spell. Praise God. Where the glory comes out.
Amen.
Glory to God. This is holy name. You know what's wrong with us? Praise God. We're so heady and high-minded. We're afraid to get under the spell.
Amen.
Praise God. You ever get under the spout a time or two, praise God, you won't settle for everything else. Amen. I tell you what, you get under that handle where these fresh chocolate ice cream are coming out, praise God, it don't get much better than that. Only thing better than that, glory to God, is the glory of God poured out on God's people. Amen. Filling us, amen, with the goodness and sweetness of God. I'm talking about songs of deliverance, praise the Lord. Where He brought you from and where He's taking you to. The promises that we have. Christ Jesus, our Savior. World don't want to hear it. It'll interfere with their life, their present. Amen. I want to tell you, most of what they have ain't no present. Amen. Most of what people have in this old world we live in, it's not much of a present. Praise God, but I'm looking to the future. I'm looking for the blessings of God's children. Christian life, praise God, the blessings of a Christian life, a future life. Amen. I like this one. But then sometimes it's good, praise God, where you get in the thunder to spout where the glory comes out. Amen. We just shout her out, praise God. Have us a good time in the Lord. Fellowship, praise God. Praising the Lord. Giving God glory. Amen. But one day, in a little while, if we'll practice up in the present, oh, songs of deliverance. Praise God. One day we can be able to sing those songs of blessings unto God the Father. Amen. Not us. Ain't no praise for me. Amen. I don't want no praises down here. Amen. I won't give God glory for everything. Everything I am, everything I have, everything I ever will be, praise God, is to God to be the glory. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I'm nothing, praise God, but He's everything. Amen. So we see a future of God's blessing being poured out upon His people. Songs of deliverance unto God. Amen. But even Paul says, even in times of sufferings, it's still time to praise God. Amen. You know what the best way to get you through times of trouble are? Praising God. Amen. Now I know they get discouraged. I know sometimes they get hard, they get frustrating. But praise God, you just get to praising God for all the goodness and the mercy and the love that He has for us, the promises that we've attained to. Amen. Things look better all the time. Paul says here in verse number 4, look what he says. He said, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Now who is it? It's the God of all comfort. Amen. It does that. All comfort. You say, preacher, where do you get comfort from? Now that's a big word. That's a big question in the world we live in today. I get it all the time, where do you get comfort? Where does peace and happiness, joy, where does all that come from? How do you get it? You get it from God. He's the God of all comfort. You need comfort, go to God. Amen. You're running, having trials, tribulations, hardship, go to God. You're in time of suffering, praise God, go to God. He's a God, the Bible says He's a God of all comfort. It's all you need, all the comfort. He has all the comfort. Amen. You know what the best thing in the world a husband and wife can have? The Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because they can go together to Him when they need comforting. Amen. And God will through them give them comfort together. Amen. You say, what's the significance of that, preacher? You get two times as much. Amen. Two times as much, praise God. God just pours that on you. He gives you a double portion. Amen. Glory to God. Never thought of it like that, did you? That's why it's important that a husband and wife, praise God, would not be unequally yoked, but we love the Lord together, come together, praise God, sing songs of deliverance, praise God, when troubles come. Because He said He who comforts us in all our tribulation. In all. You mean when we have trials? God's there to comfort us in trials? Sure He is. You just got to look for the comforter. Say, not put on you more than you could bear, but with it He said He'd make a way of escape. Amen. Where does the way of escape? Through the Comforter. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when you just call upon Him, trusting in Him. He said, but we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. I preached on this one time a couple years ago, I believe it was, on how we go through these things and God comforts us. So we learn from that experience so that we can take that experience and we can show others. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we can open it up and show them, praise God, what God, we can tell them what God's already. Say, hey, listen, I've been there. Situation almost like yours, and God brought us through. Amen. They can begin to see it. But it said He's a God of all comfort. It said He's a God, praise God, in all tribulation. In all tribulation, all the trials, all the things. Praise God, He's still God. Did you ever think about that? That when you go through trials and hardships and suffering, that He's still God. It doesn't change Him. Now it may cause us problems, may cause us doubt, may cause us difficulty, may cause us hardship, but it doesn't change God. Amen. He's the God of all comfort. He's the God of in all tribulation. But he says he's the God in verse 4 and 5. He said God of in all suffering. He's still God. He's not the God of suffering. He's the God in suffering. You remember the story of the three Hebrew children? They bound them up in their coats and their hosen and all that stuff and bound them up. Heated that thing up seven times hotter than it had ever been heated before. And they took them in there and they cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And it said it's so exceedingly hot that the soldiers that throwed them into the oven, throwed them into the furnace, pray God, were killed by the heat of the fire. But then the old king looked down there and they had a little old peak hole somewhere. Amen. And God let him look in there and said he saw those three Hebrew boys. Amen. Praise God. They wasn't bound no more. He but said they was loose and they was walking around in the fire, in the tribulation, in the suffering, in the pain, in the hardship, in the anguish. But they was walking around loose and in the fires. The old king looked about and he said, I see a fourth man. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad whenever the fire gets to burning and it gets to kindling up and it gets it's so hot you can't stand it. Praise God, I'm glad that there's a fourth man in the fire. Amen. Glory be to God. When the fires are burning, when hell's a challenging, praise God, there's a fourth man. He's there with you. And he'll be there, praise God, because he's still in the fire. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amazing thing about that fire, didn't burn them tall. Said their hair wasn't singed, their clothes wasn't burned. The amazing thing about that is that fire is so purified that when they come out on the other side, they said they didn't even smell like smoke. Amen. Glory be to God. God Almighty, He brings you through the trials. He brings you through the suffering. Listen, young, we don't know what we'll go through this side of eternity. But praise God, we've got an assurance that God said Jesus will go through with us. Amen. He said, preacher, how do you know? Well, listen. The Bible says those three Hebrew boys come out of that fire. Amen. Didn't say nothing about the Savior. He's still in that fire. Amen. He went through that fire all the way to Calvary. Amen. He stayed in the fire all the way to Calvary. Praise God. He'll not leave you comfortless in the fire. Amen. Praise God. He said, whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. But God not only said is a suffering a time of praise, and when we have tribulation, suffering, time of praise, but He said, praise God, we just go ahead and sing songs of deliverance because, praise God, what God's done for us is effective. Amen. It's effective. He said it's the effectual, which is effectual in the enduring of the same. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, said, what's going on? Praise God. It's effective in your life. It'll help you, praise God, to realize that there's a God of heaven and that He loves you, praise God. And you just get to singing and praising Him to songs of deliverance. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Maybe sometimes you get so down that you have to look back. Lord God saved you, praise God. And so you can say, listen, Lord, I know that I'm yours. You bought me. You paid the price. I ask you to forgive my sins. Come in my heart. Made you Lord of my life. Oh, God, I need you now more than ever. Amen. Amen. Songs of deliverance. Praising His holy name for all He's ever done. Amen. You can see it, praise God, when you come out of those trials, those storms, those sufferings. Come out on the other side. Verse 7 said, and our hope of you is steadfast. Knowing. I like that. I kept coming back to that today. I was reading that this morning. I kept coming back to that knowing. I said, I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know who my Redeemer is. I'm glad I know the Savior that paid the price for me. I'm glad I know that He loved me. Not only that He loved me, but He still does. Amen. In spite of me, He still loves me. Helps me to try my best to love others. Amen. Some people just ain't altogether really lovely. I'll just tell you. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. But praise God, I thank God that He helps. He puts something in my heart to help me to become. Amen. Sometimes it's easy to look at people and say, well, I don't know. But look how they are. I pray God, it's just the grace of God that we ain't just like them. Amen. It's just called God saved us. He enlightened us by His Word, helps us pray God to try to do better. We still mess. We still miss. We still transgress, which is a... Amen. We still miss the mark. But praise God, God, He helps us. He readjusts our aim every day. Amen. Every day. You know, preacher, hey, you going to beat that horse to death? Praise God. Well, beat it till we get on it. Praise God and ride. Amen. Amen, praise God. So we don't miss the mark as much. Amen, so we'll get a fixed target. You say, where's the fixed target? It's the portals of glory, amen. Until we get there, we ought to aim higher, praise God, than we ever have. Amen. Praise His holy name. Praise God, but we get to see it on the other side. The Bible says that He gives us that hope, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. Amen. That's where you come out of the troubles and trials, and you come over onto the shouting ground. Amen. That's where you come over, praise God, where the hallelujahs ring, thanking and praising God for what He brought us from. You say, well, preacher, you just don't know where I've been. You don't know the kind of ordeal that I go through. I know I don't, but God does. But look what Paul said. You think you had it rougher than Paul did? You ever been drug outside the city and stoned, left for dead? You ever been shipwrecked more than once? Have you ever been beaten, flogged? Amen. Paul had many times. He said before, verse 8, he says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure. What's Paul trying to tell us here? You know what he's telling us? He said it was so bad, Brother X, that we didn't know which way to turn. Amen. It was bad. It was an awful situation. The heartaches and the trouble and the tribulation was coming down on us. And when we'd get through one spot, there's another spot and another place. And it just kept coming and coming and coming. Said we were pressed out of measure. It was pushing us down. Didn't seem like there's nobody there to lift us up. But He doesn't stop there. He says it was above strength. Brother Jeff, He said we didn't have the power to come out from under it. I mean, he said it was weighing on us. It was heavy. It was. This is the Apostle Paul. Amen. And they ain't none of us the Apostle Paul. Amen. He's only been one Apostle Paul. Called the Lord on the road to Damascus. And he said the weight of that was a pushing down on him. It was holding him down. He couldn't get out from under it. He said, I didn't have the strength to lift it off. He said, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Paul says it was so bad that we thought we was going to die. Huh? Amen. He said, there wasn't no hope. He said, we thought this was the end. You know what I believe Paul did? I believe he got them old folks together. He said, hey, young, gather up here. So we need to just pray. We need to get a hold of God. Need to ring the bells of heaven. Need to see what God do for us, praise God. He said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, amen, but in God that raiseth the dead. Now listen to what he's saying. He said, it was so intense that in ourselves, in our flesh, we thought we were going to die. He said, what we had to do, Brother Robert, he said, we had to trust in God because we know that He raises the dead. He said, young'uns, we may go out of here, but praise God, we serve a God. Amen. He's able to raise us up. Praise God one more time. Amen. Glory be to His name. Amen. Trouble on every side. Hardship. A lot of them that we bring on by our own flesh. Amen. Praise God, we sing songs of deliverance because God even overcomes our flesh. Amen. We have hardship because God led us by our lack of faith. But God, we can sing songs of deliverance because God even overcomes our lack of faith. Amen. Songs of deliverance. He said that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. But watch this, verse 10. How quick it turns around. Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. He said, what he did before, he'll do again. Amen. What he brought us out of, he'll do it again. The help he gave us, praise God, he'll give it again. Amen. You know what that is? Brother Billy, that's faith. That's believing in God. That's trusting. We're coming to a day and an hour. Now, you listen to me. That we need all the faith we can get. Because we need all the help, praise God, to get us through this portal till we get to the other side. And we need God. Amen. We need faith. He said, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. Amen. Praise God. And doth deliver. In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Amen. That he will yet. He said, God ain't through. See, David said the same thing. David, in the 32nd Psalm, he talks about a time in his life when things was tough, hard. But God brought him through. In the 32nd Psalm, in verse 6, the Bible says, For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Amen. He said God is there to withhold the floods, the overflowing floods that so easily compass us. He goes in verse 7. Listen to what he says. Said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about. Now watch this. With songs of deliverance. Selah. What do you think about that? Amen. Praise God. He said things may get tough. Things may get dark. Things may get dismal. Things may get hard. But he said the same God that controls the seas and the floods is the same God that controls the overflowing flood that will try to come upon us. And he says, what we need to do, praise God. David said that. He said, Lord, he said, you just hide me and you overshadow me about. Pray, you hedge about, praise God, and I'll just sing songs of deliverance from where I am. Amen. Praise God. Listen, young, and praise the Lord. What we ought to do just every time we can, praise God, just sing songs of deliverance. You know, it's easy to get on a pity party and say, oh, Lord, look where I'm at. Oh, God, look what I'm going through. He already knows. Amen. What we need to do is say, glory be to God, Lord. I'm just looking for deliverance. I'll just sing you praises, Lord, as you take me through this place, God, to the next place that you've destined me to go. And Lord, I'm just going to go there with you, trusting, Lord. Praise God. While you hide me in your wing, praise the Lord. Ain't it a great thing to be a child of God? Amen. Ain't it a good thing to have a song of deliverance? Do you remember where God brought you from? You ever think about where you might be if it wasn't for God? If it wasn't for God because He loved you, where you might be today. But God has given us opportunities after opportunity after opportunity. Come out, praise God, and just give Him glory. Give Him songs of deliverance. Say, glory be to your name. Amen. Thank God. We all ought to have a song of deliverance. Praise God.